Saturday, December 26th, 1964. Don Juan asked me if I had looked for the lizards. I told him I had, but that I couldn't find them. I asked him what would have happened if one of the lizards had died while I was holding it. He said the death of a lizard would be an unfortunate event. If the lizard with the sewed-up mouth had died at any time, there would have been no sense in pursuing the sorcery, he said. It would also have meant that the lizards had withdrawn their friendship, and I would have had to give up learning about the devil's weed for a long time. How long, Don Juan, I asked. 2 years or more. What would have happened if the other lizard had died? If the second lizard had died, you would have been in real danger. You would have been alone, without a guide. If she died before you started the sorcery, you could have stopped it. But if you had stopped it, you would also have to give up the devil's weed for good. If the lizard had died while she was on your shoulder, after you had begun the sorcery, you would have had to go ahead with it, and that would truly have been madness. Why would it have been madness? Because under such conditions nothing makes sense. You are alone, without a guide, seeing terrifying, nonsensical things. What do you mean by nonsensical things? Things we see by ourselves. Things we see when we have no direction. It means the devil's weed is trying to get rid of you, finally pushing you away. Do you know anyone who ever experienced that? Yes, I did. Without the wisdom of the lizards, I went mad. What did you see, Don Juan? A bunch of nonsense. What else could I have seen without direction? Monday, December 28th, 1964. You told me, Don Juan, that the devil's weed tests men. What did you mean by that? The devil's weed is like a woman. And like a woman, she flatters men. She sets traps for them at every turn. She did it to you when she forced you to rub the paste on your forehead. She'll try it again, and you'll probably fall for it. I warn you against it. Don't take her with passion. The devil's weed is only one path to the secrets of a man of knowledge. There are other paths. But her trap is to make you believe that hers is the only way. I say it is useless to waste your life on one path, especially if that path has no heart. But how do you know when a path has no heart, Don Juan? Before you embark on it, you ask the question, does this path have a heart? If the answer is no, you will know it, and then you must choose another path. But how will I know for sure whether a path has a heart or not? Anybody would know that. The trouble is nobody asks the question. And when a man finally realizes that he has taken a path without a heart, the path is ready to kill him. At that point, very few men can stop to deliberate and leave the path. How should I proceed to ask the question properly, Don Juan? Just ask it. I mean, is there a proper method so I would not lie to myself and believe the answer is yes when it's really no? Why would you lie? Well, perhaps because at the moment the path is pleasant and enjoyable. That is nonsense. A path without a heart is never enjoyable. You have to work hard even to take it. On the other hand, a path with heart is easy. It does not make you work at liking it. Don Juan suddenly changed the direction of the conversation and bluntly confronted me with the idea that I liked the devil's weed. I had to admit that I had at least a preference for it. He asked me how I felt about his ally, the smoke, and I had to tell him that just the idea of it frightened me out of my senses. I've told you that to choose a path you must be free from fear and ambition. But the smoke blinds you with fear, and the devil's weed blinds you with ambition. I argued that one needs ambition even to embark on any path, and that his statement that one had to be free from ambition did not make sense. A person has to have ambition in order to learn. The desire to learn is not ambition, he said. It is our lot as men to want to know. But to seek the devil's weed is to bid for power. And that is ambition, because you are not bidding to know. Don't let the devil's weed blind you. She's hooked you already. She entices men and gives them a sense of power. She makes them feel they can do things that no ordinary man can. But that is her trap. And the next thing, the path without a heart will turn against men and destroy them. It does not take much to die. And to seek death is to seek nothing.